With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the American death toll in the Israel-Hamas war has risen to at least 22. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The White House said in addition to the number of American deaths, at least 17 U.S. citizens remain unaccounted for. National Security spokesman John Kirby said a number of them are being held hostage by Hamas.
I think we all need to steel ourselves for the very distinct possibility that these numbers will keep increasing.
Kirby also said the administration was exploring options to assist Americans who want to leave Israel, leaving open the possibility of a U.S.-assisted evacuation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is headed to Israel in a show of solidarity with the Jewish state. Blinken says when he travels to Israel, he'll have a simple message on behalf of President Biden and the American people.
The United States has Israel's back. We have the back of the Israeli people. We have their back today. We'll have it tomorrow. We will have it every day. We stand resolutely against terrorism.
President Biden said the weekend attack by Hamas militants on Israel was the deadliest against Jews since the Holocaust and called it a campaign of pure cruelty. House Republicans nominated Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana for Speaker on Wednesday. Scalise says supporting Israel is top of his list of things to do.
Our first resolution we pass under Speaker Steve Scalise will be to make it clear that we stand with Israel. The McCall Meek's resolution will be our first order of business.
House Republicans narrowly pushed aside Congressman Jim Jordan, the Judiciary Committee chair, in favor of Scalise. But tensions are still running high amongst Republicans who've brought the House to a standstill with bitter infighting. On Wall Street, the Dow by 65 points, the Nasdaq rose 96. This is SRN News. The numbers are in on Franklin Graham's latest gospel festival.
It took place over the past weekend in Essen, Germany, and organizers say more than 500 people made professions for Christ. Thousands showed up to hear Graham preach the gospel and listen to music from A-list contemporary Christian artists. The popular evangelist will round out the year with a gospel festival in Rome, scheduled for November 4th and 5th. He's already got trips to Mexico and Poland set for next year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern released a new report on persecution of Christians in India. ICC says the rise of anti-conversion laws in India make it illegal to convert or attempt to convert members of another faith. Acts as innocuous as talking about heaven or offering snacks after a church service fall afoul of the laws. Persecution has intensified since the Hindu nationalist BJP party came to power a decade ago. This is SRN News. Another day of gains on Wall Street and another drop in oil prices. We hear more on the latest money numbers from correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York City.
Stocks edged higher in wobbly trading as yields were mixed in the bond market, which has been Wall Street's main driver recently. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Wednesday. The Dow added 65 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.7%. The yield on the 10-year Treasury fell again. That was even though a report on wholesale inflation came in somewhat hotter than expected. Economists said that may not be enough to force the Federal Reserve to raise its main interest rate again. Traders will be watching closely when a report on inflation in consumer prices comes out on Thursday morning. Oil prices continue to pull back following their spurt higher earlier this week. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details available at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.